Hello, and welcome back to Underdog Foods! That's right, this is Underdog Foods. This is episode 5. Underdog Foods is the program where we talk about foods that people love to hate and talk to people who love them. Today, once again, our special guest is Marion Kane, and she is going to talk today about tapioca pudding. Take it away, Marion!
Hello everybody. Today's underdog food is tapioca, known in North America as tapioca pudding. Tapioca is a starch extracted from the root plant cassava and is commonly used in African countries and in Asian countries. In North America and the UK, where I grew up, tapioca pudding is a dessert which is a custard-like confection that is made with sugar, milk or cream, and eggs. It resembles a custard, and the way it was served to me as a child going to school, where we had school dinners, which were actually hot lunch, subsidized by the British government in the 50s and 60s, tapioca was one of the desserts on the rotating menu served by the dinner ladies at my school. We would line up with our plates for our main course and sit down and eat that at long tables with benches, and then we would go back for dessert. And dessert was a rotating array of puddings, steam puddings like Spotted Dick, and puddings like rice pudding, chocolate pudding, and other sundry fruit salad, which was actually canned fruit salad. But one of the puddings was tapioca. And when this was served, all my friends would go, "Ugh." They didn't like it. I loved it. My mother never made it at home, and I thought it was the most delicious thing. It would arrive on the plate in a big ladle, and then the dinner ladies would place a blob of jam on top of it. And the texture of this tapioca pudding was very unusual. It was a creamy liquid with little gelatinous balls in it. And we as kids called it frog spawn. I've heard it called fish eyes. Now this is very unfair to tapioca to call it names like this, because it is delicious. I know people don't like slippery, slimy food, and it is slimy to a degree, but it is so delicious. And it was served at room temperature, and I think it would be delicious made into a sundae with fruit on the bottom, then tapioca pudding, and then maybe a little fruit sauce and possibly some whipped cream or ice cream on top. So yay for tapioca. It should not be an underdog food.
Thank you, Marion, for your inspired words and inspiring words about tapioca pudding. Join us next time, everybody, when we're going to talk about parsnips. See you then.
Here's the fine print. Underdog Foods was produced and recorded by Ross Whitney. The music for today's podcast was courtesy of music by Dano at DanoSongs, DanoSongs.com.